Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
A young woman in Australia suffered an accident that caused serious damage to her abdomen. An operation was unsuccessful. After 14 years of suffering, mostly in bed, consumption set in that attacked her organs, skin, and bones. She could scarcely eat, and finally she weighed only 42 pounds. When Smith Wigglesworth came to Melbourne, friends took her to the Sunday meeting. When Smith prayed for her, she was instantly healed. Her testimony in her own words: "After being anointed and prayed for, the power of God permeated my whole being, and I was instantly healed." She got to her feet, walked on her own, and realized she had developed a ravenous appetite. Again, we go to her own words. "After dinner, with assistance, the bandages were removed from the affected parts of my body. It was found that the Lord had replaced decayed bone and ulcerated flesh with new, beautifully healthy flesh and bone, covered with white skin, similar to that of a little child." These kinds of miraculous accounts of healing were almost commonplace wherever Smith Wigglesworth traveled. What were the keys to his ministry? There appear to be two. Number one, he was totally and completely given to the Lord's work. He wanted nothing else. Number two, he completely and irreservedly believed God would heal everyone that he prayed for.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.